In remembrance of the 4th of July, my fellow American brothers and sisters, I ask you to put yourself in a place of understanding, to recognize that our history is the same history that is taking place in the land where no building is left standing. The land we stand on now was once inhabited by a vast Native American population. Numerous tribes such as the Cherokees, Chippewas, and Seminole nations, until settlers came from a land far away. And we learned, just like the children learn today, that the Pilgrims and the Native Americans got together and learned each other's ways. And the nice Pilgrims and the Native Americans had a feast on Thanksgiving Day. And when we got older, we realized that the real story is not portrayed. We learned that the Pilgrims decimated the Natives, stole their land, and renamed every city as they laid down their cobblestones and pavements. They invaded, devastated, took their children and raped their women and left them violated. They rewrote history to say that the Pilgrims were justified in creating the American nation. And I know it hurts to hear that our country was built on not just illegal immigration, but brutal colonization. American Indians were forced into signing their land over as they tried to make peace and welcome their new neighbors. Had their planting techniques stolen as they tried to do the Pilgrims a favor. Little did they know that they would be handed blankets laced with smallpox. Have their land stolen along with their livestock. Now if we had the chance to go back, what would you do? I'm asking you, who would you be? Would you consent to the Pilgrims stealing land so you could one day live here? Would you decimate a population and send them on the Trail of Tears? Or would you be overcome by fear and not answer my question? You, my fellow Americans, I ask you, would you take part in the aggression? Would you watch Native blood spill like a gushing pool and then rewrite history like they teach in our schools? I know you cannot change what has happened in the past. But what if I told you, to stop a different genocide, you actually have a chance? What if I told you, instead of your tax dollars going to our neglected and deteriorating schools, they were given to a country who on a daily basis violates international law and rule? A country who steals from our pocket while their lobbyists in Washington take this country and its citizens for fools? They buy the same politicians out who are letting our country fall and use us as their tools, poisoning our water and our very own Detroit public schools. I saw the conditions myself. So why is the apartheid regime of Israel getting one penny of American wealth? In a land where no one is safe except death himself, Palestinian blood equals Israeli wealth. Speaking to myself, before anyone else, I ask for us to be objective for the sake of this discussion's health. Let's not cherry pick stats. Let's look at the facts. November 2nd, 1917, Lord Balfour of the British Kingdom granted authority for the Zionist leaders to establish a place for the Zionist regime, a so-called Jewish state in Palestine. Blatantly disregarding the native population that was currently living there at the time. And they came by the thousands, and they formed militias, and they took massive amounts of land, and changed the names of cities, and destroyed the culture of the natives, and left so many bleeding. And does this sound like history repeating? They said it was a land without people, for a people without a land. But if we read history, we will see and understand that in 1948, the Israeli militias began a genocide campaign of ethnic cleansing that reflected a partition plan that was crafted for Israel to wage war and declare independence. But I guess that's what happens in a world where morality is suspended. A world where advocating justice for Palestine makes you anti-Semitic, even though Jews are brothers and sisters who worship the same God and believe in the same scripture. But Zionists have created a self-fulfilling prophecy and are painting a picture of blood red with so many dead, so many bomb-blasted youth. I'll tell you a story of where warplanes taught kids how to whistle, where barrel bomb blasts taught kids how to make fire, How going hungry taught kids about food, when being hunted taught kids how to survive. This is the Israeli jungle where children have been sentenced to die. This is the Israeli jungle where humans have become worse than animals, where they claim Jew and Arab are not compatible. But hundreds of years of peace point to the opposite conclusion. But I guess they'll have you believing the Zionists' illusions. But I bet you never heard of United Nations General Assembly Resolution 3379, where 72 nations align to declare that Zionism is a form of racism and a form of racial discrimination, only to be overturned by those bribed by Zionists across the world's nations. And because UN Resolution 3103 states that colonial peoples can exercise any means available to achieve freedom and realizing self-determination, I ask, why are Palestinians called terrorists simply for resisting an illegal, barbaric occupation? So I ask you, as world citizens, as Americans, as human beings, as my brothers and sisters, by everything you know to be true in the hearts that beat in your chests, to stand against the oppressor and stand with the oppressed.